Let's bring power to food and flour. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
Okay, you're listening to HortiBiz News Radio live here from Green Tech 2023. We have a beautiful pop-up radio studio here in Hall 3, booth number 205. So if you're planning to visit the Green Tech, or if you're already walking around and you're wondering where is this interview taking place, well, we are live here at booth 205 in Hall 3. So you're always welcome to stop by and listen in to the interview. Because every day we have a pretty full program of interesting guests. And right now I have the VB Group. Yeah, is there an international name? Not really, VB Group.
It originates from Verbaco Bomkas, which is a very hard name to pronounce, at least abroad. So we've shortened it to VB.
Yeah, because your name is Edward Verbaco.
Yeah.
That is part of the name of the company.
Correct.
I'm going to change your microphone a little bit so we can hear you a little bit better. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's even better to listen to. Edward Verbaco, welcome here in our radio studio. How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm also very good, yeah.
A long day already, right?
Yeah, it's a long, full day, but I think it's always great to be at the Green Tech and to meet a lot of the people we love working with and to get updated with all the new innovations that are going on. Maybe let's start a little bit with that. How do you see the Green Tech? Like, is it an interesting place for you guys?
Yes, it's, in our home market, right? This is the way how Holland can present itself from its best.
Yeah.
We do travel the world a lot. I think our country is too tiny, too small to only focus on our domestic market. So we need to travel abroad. We've done that for decades and ages, so we'll continue to do so. And this is the international platform of knowledge where most of the international people can gather and learn more and see how the future looks for all of us.
Yeah, because in a bit we're gonna zoom in a little bit more on the VB Group, and we already spoke a little bit, and you guys are rolled out very globally and very globally very active. So on a place like the Green Tech, what is the focus for VB Group?
For us, it's of course to catch up with the people that we already know and the ones that we've been working for a long time, but also to get connected to new contacts, people that we don't know yet and that are also ambitious to be relevant in this space.
Because are you also still focusing on expanding in new regions of the world?
New regions is, for us, it's important to have a focus. So North America, we serve already since 1971. My father, who started the business, he was sort of a visionary that he went there in 1970 already. His first project happened in 71. So we have a long history over there, active in over 26 states. And instead of traveling around and seek for new opportunities, we rather focus on the area where we're already active. And we've expanded that business towards north, towards Mexico and Canada as well.
Yeah.
The other areas that we're relevant is here in the domestic market in Holland and the surrounding countries of Western Europe.
Okay, so maybe for the people who are not familiar yet with what VB Group does, can you give us a brief explanation
or
a long
how many
one?
Minutes,
a long one, but maybe one that people can follow.
The company started originally as a heating company, heating installations in glass houses. There was an existing market back in the 60s where a lot of energy discussions took place back then as well. They were in the transformation of coal to oil and from oil to gas. And the interesting part is that now we are in the transition phase of gas to alternative and more sustainable ways of energy. So as it started in the climate part of the industry, soon they found out that just a climate solution was not complete enough in the export market. And that's when they decided to start up and acquire a greenhouse division, because the greenhouse is basically the shell. And that's how the company became a more complete solution provider. So VB currently is active as a complete solution, growing solution provider in the more in the international space, and in the domestic market, we try to make our industry more sustainable by providing geothermal heat solutions to the horticultural industry.
Yeah, so I can imagine that the kind of work that VB Group does in the Netherlands is quite different and in a different part of the process and implementation than compared to the United States.
Yes, in the international environment, we meet more investors, people who have a sense that this industry can be beneficial, but they don't really know how to grow, with all respect. So we are there asked to provide a more complete solution, something that is more robust and that is ready to grow. In the domestic market, we meet more growers, people who have a long history in growing. They know very well what they want and what they do. So here we can focus on a specialized solution. But the demand here is, how can we make our industry more sustainable? And we believe that with providing geothermal heat as a source of energy instead of gas, or instead of the larger portions of gas, that can be, or that will be important for today and from here on forward.
Yeah, and in a bit I would love to talk about the thermo heat project in the Netherlands. There is no thermal heat projects in the United States yet, or?
It's a different in-ground structure. So okay. You have to see that we are here. Millions of years ago, there was all sea in this part of Holland. Yeah. And over the time, all of these layers of sea, they were compacted with sand layers. And then there is, in the earth core, there are sand layers that we can gain the geothermal heat. So the fact if it's available to the market depends on the location where you are. And Holland is a very favorable area.
Okay.
And we have a lot of scale. We have a lot of greenhouses. So greenhouses can be fed with that enormous capacity of heat. In the US, we see more individual locations of glass over a very large distance, over a very big country.
Yeah.
And making that geothermal heat available depends also on the scale.
Yeah.
So we want to focus first on this part of the market and then see if we can export that knowledge on that technology as well.
Yeah, so let's say a grower in the Netherlands wants to do something with thermal heat and they come to VB Group.
Yeah.
Then how does it go from there?
First of all, you need to have some capital, of course. That is quite a capital intensive venture. So what we see now is that growers unite themselves in energy co-ops. So instead of doing it themselves, they jointly try to see if they can make the heat available, the geothermal heat available to a group of growers. So they basically invite neighbors to join that co-op.
And yeah, because the physical location for that, of course, is very important.
Yes, and also if one has a crop that's, for instance, tomatoes and the other is active in flowers, your heat demand model is also different. So it is a good mix of crops, and there could also be, let's say, the scale. So you need to have a certain scale of glass, for instance, 100 plus hectares, by which you can justify the fact that you invest so much in a geothermal source.
Yeah, do you see that it generally is a challenge for a grower to like actually get started in doing this?
It's both a challenge as well as a necessity, because the off-takers of our clients, so the clients' clients, the retail, the supermarkets, the IKEAs of this world, they will demand a more sustainable product. And I think over time, growers must show their footprint in their use of energy, water, perhaps also in labor, on how efficient or how well aware were you for the environment by producing this.
Yeah.
And if it's not the retailer, it will ultimately be you and me and the next generations as consumers that we would like to see, was this grown in a way that is good for the future?
So if we're talking numbers, do you have any numbers in how much energy you can save if you use thermal heat? It depends, of course, on the crop, I think, also, right?
It also depends on what the price of gas is. And we've seen a very high price of natural gas in the last year. At this moment, it is more economically to consider than a year ago. But the equation is at the gas price as well as what the demand is of the growers. So the savings are definitely there on the long term.
Yeah.
But I think it depends also on the government if they're willing to support this type of energy and let the market also come up with solutions like this.
Yeah, so now I understood that there's already some funding in place for projects like this, right?
Yeah, a subsidy is called, so that's in Dutch the SDE, that's a subsidy on sustainable energy. And growers can apply for that, the ones that would like to consider geothermal heat. Our government is actively trying to help them to become more sustainable, and that's a good incentive.
Yeah, is it easy to for a grower to
to be accepted for such a subsidy. That is not easy. Nothing is easy in this world. It's not like the free money, but you have to meet certain conditions. You have to have a right to drill. So you must have. Not everybody can drill in the same area.
Yeah.
You will start to pollute one another. So that is well taken care of by our government. And I think if we follow the rules and the industry is willing to go, we can make this a successful story for the industry.
So is VB Group also an information partner in getting started with thermal heat and stuff like that?
Yes, we know quite a bit of it, but it's always depending on your geographical location and also if you can create that skill, if it's going to be successful. So we would like to be approached rather than offer this as something that is readily available to anyone. It's quite a location-dependent solution.
Yeah, I can see. But I guess that most growers already find VB Group if they want to start something like this?
In Holland, there are 26 active and some of them are at this moment not active, but geothermal wells. And 20 out of the 26 we were involved there.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot. And you keep being involved in those.
I think this industry still has a lot more opportunity to grow. And only, I think, less than 20% is now from the total surface of glass is being fed by geothermal heat. So you could also say there's 80% more to go.
But
that's perhaps too ambitious. But if we could only double up, then that's something that is, I think, a big effort and a big win.
And are there also research organizations involved in these projects?
There's consultants everywhere. So if you want, you can meet people or get introduced to people who are really helping you get this started. And first of all, on the feasibility end, we come in once a project is already feasible, bankable, and then we are more on the hardware side, so to actually make it work, and not on the front end side where you could see it financed. But there's consultants everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. So aside from thermal heat, you also say that you deliver more total solutions for heating. So what kind of projects are those in the Netherlands? Are you focusing on specific type of growers, specific type of like systems, or what's your specialty outside of the thermal heat?
We sometimes say that we can create climate for any crop, so that's a quite broad definition. There's of course a focus, especially in our business. We see that the seed suppliers, the young sand suppliers, and the vegetable growers find their ways to work with us, as we are focusing on larger scale projects, so that's quite voluminous. And in the international market, we provide a complete greenhouse solution. So we do that by ourselves, but also along with our other group members. We are part of the Atrium Agri Group, and that is a group that is founded in 2019.
Yeah.
It consists of 9 companies at the moment, and each individual company has its own, company purpose, its own profit and loss. And we all want to be relevant in the greenhouse chain, but we want to be even more relevant by working together.
Yeah, so with all those partners, you can, well, basically offer turnkey solutions?
Yes, that is. So let's say from the front, the feasibility, the consultancy part, all the way to the end, to have a complete delivered solution to grow. Most of the times it's vegetables. It's a primary need, the food. And then the climate change indirectly help us, because it becomes less predictable what's coming from the low tech and from the field.
Yeah.
So greenhouse solutions are a better and more predictable way to grow. And I think that's what the consumer ultimately wants.
Yeah. And then if you do a turnkey project like that, do you have all like the equipment and everything you need already in-house with those partners, or do you also work with external partners or local partners? How do we have to see that?
A lot of what we do we can source in-house, but we want that also to be competitive, of course. So we are not necessarily have to buy from one another. So we would like to also work with the market and the other non-family member players that are also relevant in the space, and work together to get the best solution for that specific crop or that specific country or that specific timing.
Yeah.
It is all relevant and a lot of variables at that certain moment.
Yeah. And then what kind of challenges do you see in the industry right now that you're actively like trying to work with?
Energy, first of all. Mm-hmm. I think what we just talked about in the past 10 minutes makes it clear that energy is going to be a very important element in the essence of growing, but also water. I think water, fresh water availability, but also the treatment of water. For instance, Spain or other southern European or Mediterranean countries where they use 10 times as much water to grow than what we do in a greenhouse. And I think that makes us stand out. And we should focus more on the water use, the water footprint of what we do as an industry.
So how does VB Group, for example, work with that challenge?
Our partner PB is more specialized in the water solutions of it. So we, if those questions occur or solutions are being asked, we refer to okay. others who are more specialized in it. And the other element I wanted to address is labor.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that there's a shortage of labor, whether you go to a restaurant or to any industry, we as a company have a hard time finding technicians, for instance.
Yeah.
So we also have now an office in Bosnia where people are drawing for us. Instead of finding the Dutch people, we have an international office where that also could take place. But the labor part of it in a greenhouse, so the handwork, the physical work, I think over time we need to automate more of those processes and make it more predictable on the labor side as well.
So how does VB Group work with that?
It's another family member, that's VH system. So we okay. try to give everybody his own piece of the cake.
Yeah.
And we continue to focus on the full solution and the energy solution and
yeah.
find the other solutions elsewhere in our chain.
Because I wanted to ask that, then what is the part where VB Group is focusing on for the future?
Now, we focus on the energy elements. It's three. How can we create the best climate with the minimum resources or with other waste streams or, what I said, geothermal heat as a source of energy to grow without using a lot of fossil fuels?
And do you do a lot of research for that, or do you work with a lot of like clients where you test out stuff? Like, how does it work to improve
That's
in that area?
That's a good question, because within our own office or warehouse, we cannot really test or replicate the greenhouse. So we need growers, clients who are willing to walk along with us and
yeah.
try to see and investigate what are the opportunities to improve. And that is the best done in a greenhouse environment. So there are a number of people that trust us enough to see how we can improve this in their running operation. And
yeah.
sometimes that goes very well. And sometimes, of course, you learn and say, this was not a good idea, but that's
yeah.
that's how you learn and get better.
And it's where you're operating globally, like there's big global differences, of course, when it comes to temperatures and energy
sure.
and
sure.
stuff like that, that you also have to consider, right?
And that will continue to change. And the climate change, we can see it. There's a couple of warm days over here. Everybody's upset almost about it. It's too dry, too long, too dry.
Yeah.
And in this very first quarter of this year, it was too wet. So we will see that there's more extremes coming our way.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah, so you're measuring also in different parts of the world and constantly too.
Yeah, what we do see is a trend is more local for local production. So instead of shipping everything from Holland to other parts of Europe, we see more initiatives in Germany, in France, where local growers or sometimes even Dutch growers are willing to invest in locally grown products.
Okay.
And that is something that we as an industry, I think we can make a right fit. We can export the knowledge that we already know and even connect the international investors to Dutch growers.
Yeah.
Because they have the knowledge. They
yeah.
know how to grow. And
yeah.
indirectly we are technicians. We
yeah.
do not really we do not have the green fingers.
Yeah.
But we need the green fingers to be successful, of course.
Yeah, of course. Okay, and then already I think we're gonna wrap up slowly our conversation. What kind of clients do have to come to VB Group? Like what kind of people can now like really benefit from working with a party like VB Group? Is this
if
mostly
I'm
investors? Is
really
this
honest, then I would like to continue to work with the ones that we already work with and make them better.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel in relationships. I think this is becoming a skill
okay.
industry. So everybody who wants to be relevant needs a certain skill. And the ones that are already doing it are more likely to have that skill position than the ones that are new to the industry.
Yeah.
But there's always newcomers. It is an interesting industry,
yeah.
but it's also a very capital intensive industry. And I think the ones that are already working with us deserve a little bit better attention than the ones who are fully new and are still figuring out what to do next.
Okay, well, I think it's beautiful that you say that. And it's quite a unique approach. And yeah, I like to hear that. Then I think maybe concluding, is there anything that we missed that you want to people listening to remember or to...
No, I hope that everybody will enjoy themselves over here. It's good that we can have exhibitions like this again. And last year was still a little bit the end of COVID and
yeah.
we were missing a few countries over here. And I think everything is now at a relatively normal state so that we can all come back together. And we still see each other is still a very essential part of doing the business, and rather than through a Zoom session or the digital way we're doing this now.
And then if people want to have a chat with you or stop by the booth of VB Group, do you know the booth number?
Hall number 1, stand 120.
Okay, well, they can go
for
there.
For a cup of coffee or a beer at the end of the day.
Cup of coffee or a beer, sounds good.
Yes?
Yes, Edward Verbakel, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and having this conversation here at the Green Tech in the booth of Horti Biz News Radio. It was a pleasure to have you here in the studio.
Thank you, Romeo.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
This is Horti Biz News Radio.